Abortion extremist Representative Gwen Moore, "I'm pro-life 2 seconds after you're born." By Bradley J. on January 11, 2024. Representative Gwen Moore, DY, touted unrestricted abortion access Thursday, announcing she was pro-life for 2 seconds after you're born until you are able to take care of yourself. Moore has previously supported the Women's Health Protection Act, which would allow abortion on demand, up until birth, for any reason at any time, and has attacked legislation banning abortion after 15 weeks. Her comments came during a House Ways and Means Committee markup of the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act, a bill to prohibit the Secretary of Health and Human Services from restricting funding for pregnancy centers. Moore, who previously worked as a counselor at a Wisconsin abortion clinic, called the bill to prohibit the restriction of funds from pregnancy centers' corporate welfare. "We're talking about a pro-birth bill here today, not pro-life. Because if we were talking about a pro-life bill, we'd be talking about the day after Junior was born," she said, accusing Republicans of being disingenuous to claim the bill supports pregnant parents because pregnancy centers only support families through crowning, through birth. Despite her claims, pregnancy centers offer a range of services to families after the birth of a child. "Now, I just want to establish my expertise on this subject," Moore told the committee, continuing that she has held the hands of women who went through an abortion because of circumstances in their lives that didn't provide them with the opportunity to give birth at that time in their lives. "And so I can tell you, I'm pro-life for 2 seconds after you're born until you are able to take care of yourself. I'm not just pro-birth." Democrat Representative Gwen Moore, "I'm pro-life from 2 seconds after you're born." pic.twitter.com/sin414ob. Conservative War Machine, at War Machiner, January 11, 2024. Moore has written about being desperate for an abortion before aborting her second child. She has advocated so-called therapeutic abortion and is one of Congress's most ardent proponents of the importance of Democrats using access to abortions as an electoral issue. She also said she fell into a deep stupor and depression after the Dobbs draft decision overturning Roe was leaked. The Moore family is no stranger to controversy. Moore's son, Supreme Moore Omokunde, known at the time as Sowand H. Omoko Omokunde, was charged with a felony after he and four other Democrat operatives slashed the tires of 25 rented vans outside a Republican Party office hours before they were to be deployed for electioneering on Election Day in 2004. After Moore's election to Congress, Omokunde was offered a plea deal reducing his crime to a misdemeanor. In comments Moore made after the trial, she seemed to express her belief the charges were unfair, saying, "I'm going to go forward and work to improve the criminal justice system so that it operates fairly." Moore has continued to accuse former President Donald Trump of election interference despite his acquittal by the U.S. Senate. Moore first won election to the House in 2004. Before her 2 decades in Washington, she spent 16 years in the Wisconsin legislature. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.